This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
How'd your Boston Bruins do last night in their first match of the year?
They won first match.
Game?
Yeah.
It's hockey, so I'm learning.
Yeah. Won their first game of the year against the defending Western champions of the Western Conference.
All right.
4-3, beat
Nashville.
Off to a 1-0
start. So
what's that?
Ed's happy this morning.
I'm happy.
Yeah. JJ, the pride of Owensburg, Kentucky, sits across from me here.
Hi, I'm great to be here. And when you hear American Family Radio, Tim is proving that this morning.
Yeah, you can go to our Facebook Live Today's Issues page, and I got two more of my grandchildren in studio right now in my lap. Yesterday, we exported Luke to get more viewers. And today, I've got Harden, my grandson. He's 3. And my granddaughter, Emerson, I call her Tiny E. She's 18 months. Anyway, so you can go to Today's Issues Facebook page live, and you can see Tiny E or Emerson. So anyway, we're here to play trivia. That's what we're going to be doing today, and our Harden's going to be drawing over here with a pen. Not sure exactly what that is, but he's drawing. What is it? It's blue.
It's blue.
It's a blue pen. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, come on, Grandpa.
We don't know what the object is.
What do they call it? What do the grandkids call you?
Poppy.
Poppy.
Poppy, yeah. Grandpa for a 54-year-old. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, I understand.
You understand that?
Yeah, I don't want to be called Gramps or Grandpa.
Yeah,
or
Grandpa. Nothing wrong with Grandpa. Just that's for 74-year-old Grandpa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so here's how we play trivia. We're going to ask three questions.
Mommy,
hey.
Mommy.
Hold on. You want your mommy? Okay.
He's going, thank you. Thank you.
So here's how we play trivia. Three questions each we shall ask.
Was I supposed to bring questions?
Yeah, that's...
I knew there was something I forgot. Got the T-shirt, questions.
I wonder what you had that string tied around your finger.
Hey, come back over here. Just 1 second here. I want her to do one thing. I know I'm doing the grandpa thing, and everybody's ready to get on. Everybody's wanting to get on with the show, but this is a beautiful little girl. Her name is Emerson. I want you to look at the camera and blow kisses to everybody. Blow kiss. No, they never perform on demand, do they?
Yeah, they don't.
All right, here we go. I'm going to ask three questions. You're going to ask three questions, and JJ will ask three questions. Then we'll have people call in and answer and or ask, and we prefer that you do both.
Right.
Trivia Friday. The other thing we do is we have a mystery question, and if answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, above a cowbell will ring, and you will have won yourself a Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Yes, that's right. We're going with the T-shirt now, the indestructible T-shirt.
So Ed and I,
yes,
we remembered to wear our T-shirts today. We both got our Trivia Friday T-shirts on, which you can order. JJ didn't remember, but he's been awful busy, so we understand.
Right.
You know why. Next week. You'll be wearing yours?
I'll be wearing mine. I thought you were going to ask where I was going to be next week.
No, well, we can do that later, but I know you're going to be somewhere.
I might wear mine before the show's over.
Maybe you can go get it.
Trying to find me one.
Okay.
Hey, they're good looking too.
Right. Yeah, they are. So you can get your Trivia Friday T-shirt on the internet for $15.
That is a good price.
That's a deal.
AFAstore.net. Go there, buy your Trivia Friday T-shirt for $15, and we'll get it in the mail to you today or Monday. How about that?
Sounds great.
So let's. Here's the phone number. One other thing I have to do here. The phone number to reach us is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Please don't call and or send us an email telling me in particular that my T-shirt's too small, okay? Because I know that. that I'm wearing.
I think it looks good.
You think
I
it looks fine. Good?
Yeah. I think it looks good.
I don't think it's too small.
Okay, it feels a little too small.
Well, you just tell people when they say that, Liz, I've been working out.
Well, the muscles right here are ripping through the shirt.
Yeah, there you go. you can't help that.
You can see that.
You can't help that.
Yeah, I can't help that, yes. Trivia Friday on American Family. It seems like I'm forgetting one thing. Oh, if you've called in the last 4 weeks and got on the air with us, don't call.
Don't do it.
I don't know how.
It's a no-call zone.
I don't know how much plainer I can be.
Yes.
And we mean no offense by that. It's just that we do this because we want as many new people to get on the air with us as possible. So if you got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please wait another week. How about that? Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed, what are your questions?
Well, thank you, Tim, for asking. Here are my three questions. First one, what animal has the strongest bite in the world?
Ooh,
and
wow.
No, it's not an Italian in a pizzeria.
Right.
Okay, we're talking animals here. What animal has the strongest bite in the world? Second question, geography question. What is the name of the sea that lies directly east of Greece? What is the name of the sea that lies directly east of
that
Greece?
That sounds like a nursery rhyme.
What is the name of the sea that lies directly east of Greece?
Doesn't it?
It does.
I think we're on to something there.
I think we are. Everyone else is going, you are on to nothing.
You're on to something. You're on something.
All right, my third question. Who played the original Wolfman in the 1941 film? Who played the original Wolfman? In the 1941 film. You know, it's October.
Yeah.
Scary stories.
And it wasn't Jack, by the way.
Jack Wolf. Yeah, the Wolfman. Wolfman Jack.
Well, it wasn't him.
Wolfman.
He was the radio DJ.
Wolfman.
What do you got over there, Jay?
Here's what I've got. Starting out, how many U.S. state names begin with new?
That's a good question.
How many U.S. state names begin with new? Second question, which World War II general said, I came through and I shall return? And that's the part that people remember, the famous part of that quote,
right.
I shall return.
Arnold, it wasn't Arnold.
That was I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Oh, I'll be back. Okay.
Well, and just another little hint.
Don't give too many hints.
No, is this the one who also said nip it in the bud? Nip it? Nip it, or is that different?
Different World War II guy in a uniform. That's right. And then third question, true or false? First, I'm going to give you a little background, then I'm going to give you my question. On today, in 1906, the very first DJ in the world debuted.
Really?
It was Reginald Fessenden. He became the very first disc jockey. He climbed a transmitter tower in Brant Rock, Massachusetts to broadcast the world's first public program of music and voice to ships out at sea. Now, here's my question. True or false? He then got stuck in the tower and had to be stripped and greased to get down. Is that true or false?
Stranger things have happened.
Who cares? That's a funny question.
Stranger things have happened. And I'll make it short next time. I'll just say the first DJ had to be stripped and greased to get him down off the tower.
All right.
True or false?
I just hope for his family's sake that's not true.
That happened to me one time in a phone booth. I don't allow to leave the details.
You had to be stripped and greased?
You had to get them out and get me out. I just leave the
details. Women and children, turn your heads. You got to strip this man and grease him up.
phone booth.
Or grease him down.
There's all the millennials are going, phone booth?
Phone booth.
What is?
All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. Here are my three questions before we go to the phones. What is the indent above your upper lip and below your nose called?
The indentation?
That thing right there. Well, you can't see it. You and I, we have
mustaches.
But it's that indention below your nose and above your lip.
There's a name for it.
It's got a name.
Billy Bob and Carol.
Name. No, that's far from what it is. Billy Bobby. Yeah, I can just see a doctor, naming things. Yes. So we're gonna name that a nose and that an eye. I tell you what, with that thing below the nose, go with Billy Bob and Carol. How about that'll throw them off?
Mr. Tagliano, you have a blister on your Billy Bob.
and Carol. All right, here's the second question. Where is that? Oh, yeah. Here we go. If you were this dog, you would have the best eyesight and fastest running speed of any dog in the world. What dog would you be? They've got it. The best eyesight and the fastest combo. Okay.
that
what dog would you be?
That is a combo. Wow.
Okay. And finally, in which country would you find 8 of the world's largest mountains? In which country would you find 8 of the largest of the world's largest mountains?
Good questions.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the phones and get started.
Let's do it. All right, we're going to go first to Oklahoma, and Joel is on the line. Joel, you are the first caller for this Trivia Friday
edition.
Yeah, first caller. It's October 6th. Make your family proud, Joel. You have a question, comment, or what?
I have, because I have listened to you guys for, oh goodness, almost 9 months now, I feel like I'm the most smartest person in my family.
You are. Joel, you are. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. And tell them about it at Thanksgiving when everybody, when the family's gathering around the table. Don't feel shy about
and
bragging.
Another element of this show, Joel, is that you lose your humility.
Yes.
You know, we don't, you know. So
well, when you're smarter than other people, sometimes.
What do you do with that?
Yeah.
You can't balance that. When
Oh, you want to ask answer or do both, Joel?
I'm going to do both. I'm going to take the geography question.
All right. What is the name of the sea that lies directly east of Greece?
Would that be the Black Sea?
No. No.
Dorn.
That's much, much, much further to the east, the Black Sea.
Under the sea.
There's always, with you, there's always a song.
There's always a song. Yeah. That's a good attitude toward life, though. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Always.
I'm not embarrassed.
You find
that.
A song for every occasion. Yeah. All right, Joel, what's your question for us?
Okay, this is going to be a two-part question, and you're going to have to think on this one. In Death Valley, there are moving rocks. My question is, what causes them to move, and what how did the university test their hypothesis on this?
Oh, I remember seeing this on Nat Geo. I really did.
Yeah, here's what it was. Can I jump in here?
Yeah,
go
right ahead.
It's heat related, and they were able to test it with a radar gun. Now, they had to be very, very patient because they were kind of standing there for a really, really long time. Say, like, got it. You know, they used one of those that they do for those pitches.
Yeah.
For the college and major league. No, I have no idea, but I'm going to say it's heat related.
All right. I'm trying to remember when I saw this episode, because I remember seeing there were tracks in the
sand. Oh,
you're
serious about that?
I'm serious about it. I saw this on Nat Geo or one of those programs, Discovery. They actually see a track in the sand behind these rocks, don't they? And so they were going, what in the world? I'm not sure I can remember. I'm going to say I think it's some sort of vibration. I just can't remember.
Or you've got an ultimate prankster, to do that.
Like crop circles.
We've got heat and we got vibrations. Do we have any other guests?
We got good vibrations, not any kind of vibrations. I think we ought to say good vibrations.
Yeah, Joel, I forget.
That's another song.
Good vibrations.
So, I believe it was the geology department over in the University of California. They saw that that they were making tracks, so they put a GPS in an artificial rock to see what happened. And over 3 years, they found out that it would move like roughly, I think, a foot or something like that. And the cause of it was ice, because during the during the colder parts of the night, Death Valley would freeze on a very, very thin layer of ice, and it would push the rock ever so
slightly.
Like, okay. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's cool. And that is a great question. Great trivia question. And Joel, I think you're gonna be kicking it at Thanksgiving at your Thanksgiving table.
Yes, you are.
People are gonna just mouths open. You may not be pleased with what you see, but their mouths are gonna be open at your awesomeness.
Hey, I've mentioned this to you guys before, but each August, I didn't do it this year, but when everybody's talking about the heat on my morning music radio show, I would call Death Valley talk to the ranger and get him on the air and say, what's the high today? And he'd say 121 or 123, and then say, what does that look like? What does that feel like? So that's pretty fascinating how hot it gets there.
I got a side point. We'll say goodbye to.
Okay.
Thanks,
hey, Joel. Thanks. Appreciate it, brother.
I got a side question, a rabbit trail question related to that. What two universities call their football stadium Death Valley?
Oh, good question.
There's two of them.
Oh.
You should save that for next week.
Yeah, you should.
That's a great trivia question.
Do people look it up between now and next week?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You think You think the people who are listening are going to be jotting that down?
No, yeah, I think they already are. Right now they're researching, they're scouring.
You know, I should know this.
It was in California.
No, that's all the gold.
Death Valley. Is that? Man.
It's LSU.
All right.
Is one, and Clemson.
Clemson.
Both of them refer to themselves as Death Valley, and they get into a little rivalry on the real Death Valley, you know, which
right.
one is.
Right.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. This time, Tennessee. George is on the line. George, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, George. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
The one about the World War II general.
Okay, that's JJ's.
Here you go, George. Which World War II general said, "I came through and I shall return"?
MacArthur.
Oh! What? Man, 9 minutes into the show, George has hit the jackpot.
He's hit the jackpot.
George, you know what that cowbell's all about, don't you?
Yeah, T-shirt.
Yes, sir. T-shirt. You just won yourself the brand new, hot off the press Learning University.
No, this is the one he's getting used.
Is it used?
Yeah.
The one he's okay. You're getting the thrift store version, George.
Yeah. We got to save the new one to sell them. So
this is the one. This is the one.
They've only been worn like.
Okay,
three.
Yours
they've
is only, coming off the mannequin.
They've only been worn three times.
This is the one your wife used to work in the yard,
three
right?
Times, right. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
No, we're sending you. We are sending you a T-shirt. We're going to need your address
and your size, George.
Yeah. How many sizes we got? I don't know.
I bet we have several.
All right.
He
answered the question correctly.
That's
got
right.
the question correctly, George. So before
Douglas
before
MacArthur.
We're through with you, I know you got a question for us. Don't hang up. We'll put you on hold, okay? And get your Cindy Roberts will get your information and send you a T-shirt, okay?
Okay.
All right. What's your question for us?
Well, that same general also served in Korea, didn't he?
MacArthur?
Yes.
And as a paraphrase, what did he say when he was told that he could not cross the 38th parallel?
Can we use that language on this show?
I said paraphrase.
Oh, paraphrase. Well, I don't know what he said, but he didn't follow the orders because he landed behind enemy lines at Incheon, right?
Well, he had already crossed the 38th parallel.
Okay. So what did he say?
At that point.
Oops. Yep. We don't know. Go ahead and tell us, paraphrase it for us.
Well, that was my paraphrase.
That he'd already landed
there. I've already crossed it?
Yep.
That's good.
Okay.
He had already crossed it.
Okay.
Great. So, George, thank you so much.
Basically, it's too late.
It's too late.
Too late to obey your orders.
And I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
All right, George.
Well, unfortunately, he did go back. But
he did go back, yeah.
We're going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, George.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. That's the name of this program, Trivia Friday. We appreciate you listening. If you want to watch the show and participate via Facebook, just go to Today's Issues Facebook page. If you want to send us an email, do so at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Mystery question already answered. First half hour.
Hope our listeners will hang in there.
Right. But we got a lot more to learn and to
go.
Well,
and you know what? If they're disappointed but still want a T-shirt, they can go to afastore.net and buy one.
Right.
Right.
Right. That's right.
Be the first kid in their neighborhood to have one.
There you go.
You won't get one a free one, but you can buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions quickly, please.
All right, what animal has the strongest bite in the world? This is measured according to PSI, pounds per square inch. What is the name of the sea that lies directly east of Greece? And question number three, who played the original Wolfman in the 1941 film?
Here's what I've got. How many U.S. states...
This was the song I was looking for earlier. Can y'all hear that?
Yeah.
I've got it off the computer. I got my microphone down here. I just wanted you to know that that was a song that came to mind.
Beyond the
when
Sea.
When he was talking. What was your question again? Say your question while okay. Frank Sinatra sings.
What is the name of the sea that lies directly east of Greece?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Make it funny.
Yeah, make it fun. Work with
you
it.
You guys
though.
Are crooners.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Here's what I've got. How many U.S. state names begin with new? Begin with new. Second question, true or false, the very first disc jockey got stuck on the transmitter tower, and he had to be stripped and greased to get down. Is that true?
Not his finest moment right there.
Good news, bad news kind of thing.
That was on this day in 1906.
Yeah. Good news is he's the first DJ. The bad news is, sweetie, I can't hardly tell you the way that had to come down that's
something
tower.
That's something you leave out of your testimony. Yeah. Right there.
Well, and just to make it clear, in case there's any ambiguity there, those of you north of the Mason-Dixon line, he had to be stripped naked. Those of you south, he had to be stripped naked. Just to keep it real clear for
everybody.
And there
are people in the south going, oh, okay,
now
I see. Yeah, all right,
now I know what you're talking about. All right, and then I'm going to add a question, and the novel Roots became an iconic TV miniseries. Who wrote that book? Who wrote Roots?
Who wrote Roots? Number one, what is the indent above your upper lip called? The indent above your upper lip. Feel it right now and go, that's what Tim's talking about right there. All right. Don't feel somebody else's now. Just feel your own.
Yes, that can land you in a heap of trouble.
That'd get you a lawsuit right there. And number two, if you were this dog, you would have the best eyesight and fastest running speed of any dog in the world.
Man, you're talking about the ultimate game of fetch.
Right. Greatest eyesight. It's the same dog that has as fastest as the greatest eyesight. What is that dog? What kind of dog am I talking about? And finally, in which country would you find 8 of the world's largest mountains?
Count them. Eight.
Eight. Well, it's all in one country. They're bunched together right there.
You know, I'm still thinking about the best eyesight and the fastest dog. What if it was the reverse? Worst eyesight, fastest
slowest.
Dog. No, fastest dog.
And the worst eyesight? So that's a bad combo right there.
Throw a ball, and that dog takes off, runs into a flagpole, runs into a car.
Hey, I shouldn't even say this, but I'll leave out which child it was. One of our children had a very, very short season where she liked to entertain herself by closing her eyes and running through the house and seeing how far she could get. It did not turn out well any of the time she did it, but it only lasted for about a week, so we were thankful for that.
Oh, you got to tell us.
I'm not going to say which one. I'm not going to do
that.
All
right, we're going to take a break right here. When we get back, tell us the calls that are coming up, Ed.
All right, we got Patricia in Louisiana, Clark in Illinois, Elisha in Tennessee, Seth in Louisiana, Tommy in Virginia, Nana in Mississippi.
Somewhere beyond the sea. We're going to listen to the rest of this, Ed, while we take a break. How about that?
That's just...
You know, this guy could sing, this Sinatra guy.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. We'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
So, What would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23, now available in Montana. 855-PSALM-23.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. There are lots of unhappy football fans at Joliet Township High School in Illinois. Several members of the football team took a knee during the national anthem. Fans were outraged, but the school district says they support the players, arguing education is about teaching critical thinking and civil engagement. Well, I remember when education was about teaching American patriotism. A New York City woman's upset over the size of her junior mints. Viola Daniel suing Tootsie Roll Industries, claiming she bought a box of creamy mints and pure chocolate. But there was more air than mints. We've all been there. Tootsie Roll says the lawsuit is full of hot air. Finally, a very happy birthday to Teresa Wilson of Amarillo, Texas, throwing a big shindig this week to mark her 100th birthday. And that's this week at the Fox News Corner of the World. Have a great Friday, and be sure to go to church this weekend. I'm Todd Stearns.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck.
All right, who sang that? Ed, do you know who sang that?
Bob, the guy right below my nose.
Cindy Roberts, who's answering our phones for us, she got it right. Lester Flatts, right?
Scruggs and Flatt, did they write it?
No, that he was. We're talking about a very popular, I think, bluegrass.
Right. Right. Lester?
From the 50s, 60s, right in there. Lester Flatts wrote that song. I think he wrote that song. He sang it anyway. We just heard him. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We also call this show
Learning University
is on the air for the next hour. What are we doing, Ed, here? What's our purpose and meaning in for this show?
Tim, our purpose is to make our listeners, our students, if you will, more betterer, more smarter, more awesomer.
Awesomer. Yes. Awesomer is a word that we've added to the English language.
Yes.
And
we're pioneers.
We petitioned the people who control that, and it is now a word if you look it up in the
Awesomer
Merriam Dictionary. Yeah.
All right.
Back to the phone.
Back to the Merriam Dictionary. The world of knowledge. That's what we are right here, folks. We go to Louisiana. Patricia is on the line. Patricia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. God bless you.
Thanks. You so much. You know, Patricia, you're the first person to say that. We appreciate that. I mean, the first person today on the show. I'm sure lots of other people have said that over the years. But you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The sea beside Greece.
All right. What is the name of the sea that lies directly east of Greece?
It's the Aegean Sea.
Yes, the Aegean Sea.
Way to go.
Either one.
The Aegean.
Yeah, Aegean or Aegean.
Way to go.
Now, Patricia, did you know that or did you look it up?
I knew that.
All right. And we do encourage people to look things up, too. So
I've been on that sea.
You've been on the Aegean Sea?
Really?
Yes. Been to Greece like 4 or 5 times over the
years. Oh, because you're on the way to
Middle East? Yeah, coming back from Israel or going to Israel.
I've never been to Greece. That is
Greek islands are beautiful,
country where my mom was born.
Yeah. Oh, you should do that.
I should. It's on my bucket list.
You can get a lot for your money now. They're broke. Absolutely broke.
Going on with my chair here.
Better carry a bodyguard probably. But yeah, other than that, it'd be a good...
They're broke. This, folks, this is the time to go to Greece. Yeah. They are flat busted. You can buy half the country with $50 in your pocket.
How did Mr. Vahman lose his job with the Greece Chamber of Commerce? Well, it was that one little slip up on national radio. they booted him off the Chamber of Commerce payroll.
Patricia, have you ever been to Greece?
No, but my grandson has.
Really? Okay.
Wonderful.
Business or pleasure?
With a high school group.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Right. Excellent. All right. What's your question for us, Patricia?
Okay. What year and what city did the first jukebox make its first debut?
Wow.
Can you have a second debut? Think about that.
It's a rough crowd. It's a rough crowd, Patricia.
We're sorry. We're sorry for that. Usually, I'm the one who gives people a hard time.
Patricia knows I'm kidding around.
Yeah.
She didn't get her feelings easily
I don't think
hurt.
We have any
What's
idea.
The question? Repeat the question.
What year and what city did the first jukebox make its first debut? The debut.
I have no idea. I'm probably probably thinking in the 40s.
40s?
You know, I think somewhere in the 40s.
I'd say 40s.
Late 40s, 48, 49, right in there. And I'm thinking.
Nowhere near.
Peoria, Illinois.
All right,
1942.
We don't know, Patricia. Go ahead. What is it?
1889 in San Francisco at the Palais Royal Saloon.
All right, what was B7?
Wait a minute, that almost doesn't count because the guy that set the jukebox up, he climbed out of a silver DeLorean.
They had to grease him, strip him down.
I was just about to say, you beat me by that.
And the guy that was with
really climb out.
And the guy that was with him said, Whoa, Marty, we're back in.
In San Francisco.
Marty, back to the future. We're in San Francisco. What are we going to do with this jukebox?
And what are you doing naked?
From the 50s.
And greased up. Oh, Patricia. So seriously, what was the year again? 18 what?
1889.
Wow.
That's
actually incredible.
How did they even have records? Are you about that?
No, but, see, that was the thing. It wasn't
records.
Real popular because they said, now when records are invented, in about 50 years, this is going to be a huge
hit. This is going to be huge.
We're going to ask y'all to really be patient.
I'm guessing it was one of those things, you know, the pianos that would play.
Pianos.
That would play without a person
on
being
a
there.
A cylinder. It was called a player piano, and it had a cylinder with a bunch of holes punched in
it. But it could play different songs,
couldn't
it?
Yes, and it would actually move the keys.
Well, it only had 4 listening tubes, and it was coin-operated device.
Wow. Huh.
Boy, that was ahead of its time.
Didn't even know coins were invented that far back. But all right, Patricia, that is
an
excellent question. You got us. You stumped the professors.
Again.
Yes. All right, Patricia.
You take time like you're taking some joy in that, Patricia. Making us look dumb here. Okay.
That wasn't very hard, though, was it,
Patricia? Thank you, Patricia. God bless you. Have a good day. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday on AFR. Quickly, we repeat our questions, and then back to the phones we shall go.
Hey, before we repeat our questions, during the break, I put on
let's all stand. Let's all rise, please.
All rise.
And if you're watching on Facebook, Today's Issues Facebook page, we're now standing with our T-shirts on. So we have our uniforms on. And this, you can order these T-shirts. You can order one or multiple T-shirts. By going to afastore.net, right?
This is the first time we've debuted as male models.
It's 15 bucks.
It'll be short-lived.
First time.
$15. We've reduced the price since the last T-shirt we had. We've
last
come
T-shirt
down.
Was 20. 20.
Yeah, this is a great-looking T-shirt. Yeah.
And if you want to use the 800 number to order these one of these T-shirts, $15 again. Can't beat that. If you order, if you pay less than $15, you're beating us. So you don't want to do that. So you can order one of these Trivia Friday T-shirts, and his phone number is 877-927-4917. Again, if you want to call and have somebody answer the phone, you order a T-shirt for $15, the Trivia Friday T-shirt, just call 877-927-4917, or go to afastore.net, afastore.net. Yeah, JJ.
And for those of you that aren't on Facebook, great-looking T-shirt. It's got Learning University, Trivia Friday, and it's got a picture of the Three Stooges. Oh, what? Wait, those aren't the Three Stooges.
Hey, did we ask our – did we repeat a question?
No, we did not.
This is the last time this half hour we'll do this.
Okay. What animal has the strongest bite in the world? Who played the original Wolfman in the 1941 film? And I'll add a question. What state has the smallest population of all U.S. states?
JJ.
First question, how many U.S. state names, and I'm talking Kentucky, Virginia, how many begin with new, begin with the word new? Second question, true or false, the very first disc jockey got stuck on the transmitter tower and he had to be stripped and greased to get down. Is that true or false? Back in 1906. Third question, who wrote the book Roots? You remember Kunta Kinte, and they made it a miniseries on TV. Who wrote the book Roots?
My questions are as follows. What is the indent above your upper lip called? That indent above your upper lip, we all have one. What is that called? Number two, if you were this dog, you would have the best eyesight and fastest running speed of any dog in the world. What dog are you? What kind are you? Not Elmo or, you know, Spot or...
Oh. You're not looking at personalized.
No,
name.
I want the type of dog. What I'm
make and model.
Yes, so to speak.
And not yeah. Rex.
All right. Finally, in which country would you find 8 of the world's largest mountains? I didn't know this. 8 of the largest mountains.
Talking about tallest?
Mm-hmm. Tallest, yep. Tallest. And I guess they're the largest, but... Anyway, they're in one country. What country is that?
Wow.
To the phones we go.
Back to the phones. We're talking about Back to the Future. This
yes.
Back to the phones. I clicked, but nothing happened. Okay.
Mo,
Tennessee.
Marty, back to the phones we go. Whoa.
You know, we hadn't heard the old codger.
No,
the whole
he's
show,
coming. He's
so
coming. He's building coming. Up.
That's right.
Tennessee, Elisha is... on the line, Elisha, welcome
here's
to Trivia.
Here's a deal.
I got
that's
a stand
Tim mocking JJ.
No, I got a good stand-in for when I'm not here.
Elisha, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. What's it like playing second fiddle to Elijah?
Oh, I mean, you always get good help at Thanksgiving when you get to go back for second.
Okay, very good. So, good. So you've apparently
good
been
answer.
Asked this question before. Elisha, you want to ask it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll do both.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to try JJ's question about the state.
How many, Elisha, how many U.S. state names begin with new?
I'm going to say 4.
You're exactly right.
Wow. Can you name them?
New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, and then New Mexico.
There
That's
you go.
Exactly right.
Good for you.
You got it. Way to go, buddy. What's your question for us?
So I'm actually from Starkville, Mississippi, so let's go with some MSU trivia.
That's what I'm talking about.
So Mississippi State University's Meridian, Mississippi campus, what year was it founded?
Well, that's a deep dive right there.
Meridian campus. So when was it founded?
I'm a graduate of the Starkville campus.
My daughter is a senior.
You're a senior there.
Again.
I know that feeling. I'm not sure what the year was it was founded. It would have been in the 1800s, late 1800s.
That far back?
Yeah, it's a land grant institution, as they say. But I'm not sure about the Meridian, Mississippi campus, a branch. What's the year?
So I drove by there by accident about a month ago, so I got to see the placard. It was 1972.
Okay, did you write that down just for this day to ask us, brother?
Elisha.
Oh, well, I know y'all were from Tupelo and right. You attended MSU, so I'm like, I'm going to ask old brother Tim, see if Professor
Tim. That's real good.
Yeah.
Hey, whenever somebody gets that mystery question right and you hear that cowbell, does that give you chills? Elisha, give you chills on your arm?
I was raised on the cowbell, and that's a good sound to hear.
That is a good sound to hear.
Yeah, well, it gives me stomach cramps, frankly. Okay. So.
Well, we hadn't rung the cowbell in 3 weeks, so maybe we'll be able to ring it again.
Most kids get rattles growing up. We got cowbells.
Yeah.
There you go.
More cowbell.
Hey, thanks,
thank you,
buddy.
Brother Elisha.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
That's
you
a great, great name there.
Elisha,
out of the Bible.
I try a little Bible, humor.
You did. You did. Didn't work very well.
I wonder if his friends call him Eli.
Yeah.
That would
Eli.
Work.
Couldn't. Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We keep rolling.
Back
to the phone.
Back. I like it. We go to Louisiana. Seth is on the line.
All
Seth,
these Bible names.
I know it. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The one about the animal with the strongest bite.
All right. What animal has the strongest bite in the world?
The Nile crocodile.
The Nile crocodile is correct.
I'm doing the crocodile.
You're
right
doing the
now.
Crocodile. Well,
Tim
I'm glad he got it correct because you just told everybody who's watching.
But I had confidence. We were going to work in sync.
5,000 PSI. 5,000 PSI.
What's a PSI mean?
Pounds
per square inch.
Square inch.
A Nile crocodile.
Yeah. Now, the second is a saltwater crocodile, and third is American alligator. So, crocodiles and gators, you do not want to mess with
so
them.
If you're swimming in the Nile and you see one of those crocodiles coming at you.
Actually, you don't see them coming.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
So now you get a snapping turtle that clamps down on one side and a what kind of Nile crocodile? So they're going to win.
Well, no,
you better winner.
You better hope a thunderstorm comes up and it thunders.
And that's the only time a
snapping turtle let go of you.
That's what I've heard.
I've seen people walk around.
Wait, that's the only.
You don't know that?
No.
A snapping turtle, okay, which is obviously less.
Pounds per square inch.
Than the crocodile, the Nile crocodile. But if you get a snapping turtle that clamps onto you, it won't let go until thunder claps.
You've seen people walking around for years.
Yeah. Weeks. Well, people who live in the desert.
Yeah. Death Valley.
That's a real problem, Of course you get desensitized to it. You don't feel it anymore after a while. But seriously, that's what they used to say when we were growing up. Did you hear that too, JJ?
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
I also heard if somebody scares you, the hiccups will go away.
Right.
I don't know how true that is either.
I don't know.
Well, if you got the hiccups and you see a Nile crocodile,
right?
I
think hiccups gonna be your last worry right there. I see a crocodile coming at me, but I gotta stop these hiccups. It's driving me crazy.
Bank teller that she heard the guy in the line approaching her window, and he had the hiccups. And when he got up there and put a, asked to withdraw some money, she whispered, said, sir, I'm sorry, your account is overdrawn by $10,000. He said, what? He gasped, and he said, that's impossible. She said, yes, it is. But if you'll notice, your hiccups are gone.
That's Seth. Seth likes it. Seth, did you have to look that up, or did you know that?
I had to look it up.
Well, we encourage that. That's a good scholarship, and so good for you. What's your question for us?
I was reading in a book, a president had a dream, and in his dream, he was in the east wing of the White House, and he heard people weeping, and he went in, and two guards were guarding a casket, and he asked who was in the casket. One of the guards said, the president. Which president was in the casket?
Wow, that's eerie. Whoever it is, if it's Abraham Lincoln or if it's Jack Kennedy. What do you guys say?
I remember hearing this before. I want to say it's Abraham Lincoln, but I don't know. I don't.
What do you think?
Abraham Lincoln.
All right, Seth, we're going with Abraham Lincoln.
That's right.
Wow. So he had a dream about that. Wow. That is creepy.
All right. Thanks, Seth.
Came to pass.
Take care, buddy.
Good for you, Seth. Good work.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones we go.
Back to the phones. Indeed, sir. We go to Mississippi, and Nana is on the line. Nana, welcome to the program.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. And my name's Vanna.
Is what?
Vanna.
Vanna.
Oh, Vanna.
You just called her a grandmother name, Ed.
Well, I'm looking at it. It says Nana right here on the screen. So you said Vanna?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
It's not your fault.
That's all right. Yeah. You didn't sound old enough to be a Nana, but what do I know? So.
Vanna White on
yes, sir.
Wheel of Fortune. Okay. All right. Well, Vanna, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I was going to answer one of y'all's questions, yes, uh-huh. sir, about the states. But somebody already beat me to it.
About the what?
You knew
states.
It. You knew which states.
About the states.
Oh, okay,
were new. I didn't realize there were that many. But there were four.
One of those things you never think of. Yeah.
Well, do you have another one maybe you can try? We've got a true or false one. That would be a 50-50 guess.
I can try that one.
All right. Here's the question. Vanna, on this day in 1906, the very first disc jockey debuted. And he climbed a transmitter tower in Brent Rock, Massachusetts, but he got stuck in the tower and had to be stripped and greased to get down. Is that true or false?
I won't go with true.
Vanna, it is 100% true.
That's
wow.
That is 100% true.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What, did he climb up, like, inside?
I'm thinking he got, you know, you see some of these ham radio towers in people's backyard, and he got inside and got stuck. But it was October the 6th on this day in 1906. I just saw this morning. Reginald Fessenden became the very first disc jockey. As I mentioned, he climbed up in Brent Rock, Massachusetts, broadcast the world's first public program of music and talk to the ships out at sea, because nobody had a radio.
Yeah.
And so he was broadcasting to the ships that had radios. But then it says, and this just made me laugh. I thought, how bizarre. It says, last sentence, he then got stuck in the tower and had to be stripped and greased to get down. I'm guessing lard or whale blubber. I don't know.
You know. Is that something, though, you know, he gets home, walks in the door with his lunch pail, and his wife goes, how'd your day go, honey? Where does he start with that one right there?
I set a world record. I made it into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well,
that's the good news. The bad news.
I think it starts with, honey, you're not going to believe this. Yeah.
I want to know.
I think that's how it starts right there.
If you're a ship's captain and you're listening to this music and then you hear this voice that says, that was Tchaikovsky.
And, you're telling
and,
me
and, oh, my gosh, I'm stuck.
You're telling me, get naked and what?
If there's anybody out please call the local constable? I can't get
down. You hear the ship's captain going,
first mate.
Roy,
I need the first mate.
First
come
mate,
here.
Roy, come over here and tell me I'm not hearing this guy say he's getting naked and greasing himself down. This is a waste of a perfectly good invention right here.
I'm guessing it's the fireman that has to go up there. Or how early did they have SWAT teams?
You want us to come over there and do what with this guy now?
Okay, I'm going to help you out of your clothes, pal, but I'm going to go up the tower first and help you from above. That's just, oh, my goodness.
Goodness gracious.
But it's true. It actually happened.
Yeah, it really did happen. Yeah, you guys doubted that, didn't you? Did you think
I did. I'm sorry. It's one of those I thought, that can't be right. All right, Vanna, what's your question for us?
Question to ask y'all.
She gave up.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Vanna. Do you have a question for us?
No.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Have a
great
good day.
Weekend.
Did you say you do not have a question?
That was a no. She said no.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right, Vanna.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday on AFR. We also call this
Learning University.
Is on the air. Learning University, and we're here to take your calls.
We're learning, aren't we, folks?
We're learning. We're learning.
Sometimes learning more than we wanted to know, like that last fact.
When JJ gives us visuals, we have no desire for. Go ahead, Ed. Who's next?
Excuse me. We go to Oklahoma. Pete is on the line. Pete, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Pete, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, first we need to tell Tim to stop exploiting those kids. On
it helps our ratings, though.
It's America.
Yeah.
They are adorable.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Anyway, I'd like to do both today for y'all.
All right, Pete. Well, go ahead and which one do you want to answer, Pete?
I like to go for yours, Tim, the dog one.
Oh, yes. Because I want to know this.
Okay, here is
I got an idea from the race.
Here is the question. If you were this dog, you would have the best eyesight and fastest running speed of any dog in the world. What dog would you be?
The Greyhound.
That was my guess.
I didn't know. Did you know that? Did you know all of that? Did you know they were the fastest and had the best eyesight, Pete?
Well, I knew they were the fastest, but I didn't know about the eyesight.
Yeah, that's what gave it away to me.
Yeah, if you know fastest, but I didn't know about the eyesight.
The best eyesight, and dogs have great eyesight. So I mean, to be the premier, dog,
and they already have a good sniffer.
But they're running after. Of course, they race the greyhounds.
On the racetrack.
That's how we know how to
do rabbits.
Yeah, mechanical rabbits.
Right.
You know, they fall for that every time, though. You notice that? They may be the fastest, they may have the best eyesight, but they're not the brightest.
But that's why they don't ever let the dogs catch them. Seriously. If you ever let a dog that runs the racetrack catch the rabbit, they will stop chasing it. The mechanical rabbit. Right. Because they realize what's the point of trying to catch this thing.
They have good reasoning skills.
But before we're too rough on the greyhound and the rabbit, we need to go back and reread the Israelites coming out of Egypt. I look and I think, what were those
duly
guys
noted.
Thinking? And then I think, wait a minute, what am I thinking?
Hey, Pete, you got a question for us, brother?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
In 1972, what was the name of the spacecraft that was set off for Jupiter?
Okay,
we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Pete, so don't say yes or no. Was it Voyager? What's the one that they sent out with, all the instruments? It's been out in space. Now it's, a billion miles away or something.
This much I know about it. It had an 8-track player in it. Because it was 1972 and had the quadraphonic music that they would play, even though nobody was aboard, just to kind of be soothing there in the cockpit. Voyager sounds good.
Enterprise, maybe?
No, it wasn't.
It was some kind of space age futuristic name, like Odyssey or Voyager or something like that, it seems like.
Yeah.
I think it was Voyager because in the first Star Trek movie, the Enterprise, speaking of Enterprise, came upon a spacecraft that was called itself V'ger because some of the letters were missing. It was from Voyager.
Now you're not getting this mixed up with the first minivan, are you? Plymouth
the
Voyager.
The V'ger.
Everybody on there were vegans.
All right, we're going to go with Voyager.
We're going to go with Voyager, Pete.
Well, you're kind of on the right track, but it's Pioneer 10.
Oh.
Pioneer.
Well, I
Pioneer
was,
10.
I was, you're being very nice because I was nowhere.
10, Dodge made those things in the late 60s.
Pioneer 10.
I was nowhere on the right track.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So where is it now? Is it still out there?
I do not know, actually.
That was a dumb question, Tim.
Well, it might be still in
orbit.
Yeah,
but that was still a dumb question. And I take full responsibility for that.
Well, you don't have any choice for that.
He said it was launched in 72 to go to Saturn.
He said, launched.
That's right. But it did make it into outer space, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I asked the question, is it still out there?
Yeah. It sent back
We don't know. We don't know what it's doing, though.
It sent it back Kodak Land Polaroid Pictures.
Thank you, Pete.
And all those 110 pictures from the little skinny 110 Instamatic cameras. That was the pictures it sent back.
All right, Learning University is going to take a short time out.
Going to the teacher's lounge.
Yeah, JJ and Ed and I are going to the teacher's lounge, so no cutting up.
I got to stop and get something out of my locker.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.